My name is Harry from University of Florida. In my presentation, I would like to introduce a new way in soil property prediction by integrating what is called as a multi-response modeling for soil visible near-infrared reflectance pattern prediction. So in here, we want to reduce the cost of soil analysis, especially in the application of land resources decision making. My presentation will be divided into four sections, including motivation, methodology, results, and conclusion. Motivation. So we all know that the soil information is critically important to address global issues of food and water securities, climate change, and biodiversity. With the fact that one-third of the global arable soils have been degraded and desertification is in progress, therefore we urgently need up-to-date and high-quality soil data to be included in the land resources policy development. But our challenge is the traditional soil sampling and laboratory analysis require a high demand of money, time, and human resources. The alternative of using the soil diffuse reflectance spectroscopy or the proximal sensing, it can reduce the soil laboratory analysis, but it's still born in a point specific measurements, which is not really suitable for the decision making that require regional scale. The best I can say the best the option using the environmental data to predict soil properties, because it is especially continuous. We still have problem that in general have limited predictive power and in some cases low spatial resolution. So our question here is, how do we reduce the cost and try to generate high accuracy soil data at the landscape scale from the decision making? Basically, soil data can be acquired through either through a direct acquisition using the laboratory analysis or through prediction. In here, we can use a proximal sensing or a soil spectroscopy to predict soil, or using the environmental data set that is more suitable for the decision making because of the scale. So to reduce the cost and generate high accuracy soil data for decision making, here we offer a new analysis pathway by introducing what is called as a multi-response modeling, where the soil spectra is predicted from the environmental data set. By doing so, actually we still use a chemometric technique to predict soil, but we shift the main predictors from the point scale soil spectroscopy into the landscape scale environmental data set. We can then further reduce soil spectra sample size, which is reducing the cost, and we will have an output in a spatially continuous scale, like a landscape scale or regional scale. And we hope that we can maintain soil spectroscopy prediction accuracy. By how much? That's this is the question that we will address in this presentation. So why we are using the multi-response modeling? Because we want to predict soil spectra, we view the soil spectrum wavelength as a collection of dependent variables. These are multi-response variables. And then the advantage of using the multi-response model is that this kind of model taking into account the correlation between response variables. Research methodology. So in here, we are using what is called as a step-up soil prediction model as a modeling framework. Grunwald et al. Postulated that the soil properties, in our case is soil spectrum, is a function of 8 environmental factors, including soil, topography, ecology, parameters, atmosphere, water, biota, and also human. The step factor relatively constant at the human time frame, while the app factor fluctuates depending on the climatic, hydrologic, biotic, and also anthropogenic stressors. This is the data set that we are using. We will be focusing on the 8 soil properties that include soil C fractions and nitrogen. Then we were focusing also on the soil visible near infrared spectrum, ranges from the 350 up to 2500 nanometer. And that is the list of the environmental variables. There are about 160, including soil classification, transmissivity, and so on. This is the map of the soil data distribution across the state of the Florida, United States. There are a total about 900 observations that we use for this modeling. Our methodology is divided into four steps or procedures. First is the data processing, where we download, reformat, queries, perform data filtering, transformation. The output of this process is transform environmental variables. And then we did the variable selections using the AKIKI information AIC. And then we use the K-fold cross-validation to measure the cross-validation error, and then compare it using ANOVA. In this AIC and K-fold cross-validation, we use algorithm that is called as a redundancy analysis, which is basically is a multilinear regression and a principal component analysis, which is combined. The output of the second procedure is the selected environmental variables, and then we use this to develop the model using the RDA that is integrated with the Bootstrap aggregation. And then we will compare the predicted spectra with the measured spectra and also selected environmental variables in predicting soil property using the PLS regression, the partial least squares regression. For each process in here, we use the normalized root mean square error to measure the model performances. Here's the results. First is the variable selection. Basically, we want to select the best variable based on the corrected AIC, and then compare the cross-validation error using the ANOVA, which one gives the minimum error to be used in modeling. This is the selected environmental variables. There are 37 variables, but in case in our Florida data set, it's not surprising that topography is not one of the selected factors, because in general, Florida has a flat surface. This is the predicted spectra cross-validation error, the comparison between the all variable and also selected variable. So based on the one-way ANOVA with two-key tests, we can say that the parsimonious model error is significantly lower than the all variable model error. We will then use this data set to develop our model to predict the soil spectrum. So in here we use a redundancy analysis which is integrated with the packing Bootstrap aggregation, and here's the result. This graph compares the predicted and measured visible near infrared spectra for each site. So some of it is well underestimated, some of it overestimated, some of match. But basically, you can say that the redundancy analysis can predict the pattern of the visible near infrared spectrum. Is the mean root mean square error for across the wavelength the spectra. The mean RMS is about 13.8%, with the error variation mostly contributed by the different variance of at different wavelength and also the different accuracies of the spectrometer sensors at the both end of the measuring gradients. Here's the residual plot. This plot shows that, well, the residual is heterostochastic. It's very unfortunate. And there is a small bias at both end of the predicted reflectance. So although the mean is zero, but we cannot say that redundancy analysis is the best option to predict soil spectrum. There is a room for improvement. We can use probably like a non-linear modeling to predict the soil spectra, but we are not going to discuss it in here. Instead, we will just use this result and try to compare between the measured spectra, the predicted spectra, and also environmental variable to predict the soil properties. So we want to see if there is a differences in here. Here's the results. So based on the ANOVA test, you can say that the prediction error from the predicted versus measured spectra is not significantly different, and the predicted error from the predicted spectra is significantly lower than the from the environmental variable if we directly use the environmental variables. We get about 30% improvement if we use if we apply this multi-response modeling compared if we directly use the environmental variable to predict soil properties. We can further improve the result by taking the transformation at the both end of this relationship. So we can have a 6% improvement from the predicted spectra and 18% improvement from the measured spectra. And it is in the R square. So in conclusion, the parsimonious model with 37 environmental variables was able to predict soil visible near infrared spectrum with 13.8% error. For the soil carbon fractions and nitrogen predictions, the error between the predicted and the measured spectra were not significantly different. The integration of the multi-response modeling in the soil property predictions was able to reduce the prediction error from the environmental dataset by 30%. And from the future research, there's a potential model improvement by using non-parametric and or non-linear modeling methods. So, thank you. Redundancy analysis?
No, the last parsimonious model. Is this based on radiative transfer modeling? What was the type of modeling for simulating the
we call it, it's called a redundancy analysis. Redundancy analysis. That we use the redundancy analysis.
Parsimonious is the
yeah, we use the best and the selected variables.